యద్యప్యేతే న పశ్యంతి లోపోపహత చేతస కులక్షయకృతం దోషం మిత్రద్రోహే చ పాతకం కథం న జ్ఞేయమస్మాభిః పాపాదస్మాన్ నివర్తితుం కులక్షయకృతం దోషం ప్రపశ్యద్వీర్జనార్దన
Translation. O Janardana, although these men, overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, with knowledge of the sin, engage in these acts?
So, Azad Party, Dujodhan's party, they were not considering all these pious or impious, sinful or vicious activities. Because loba upahata cetasa, they have lost their sense on account of greediness for acquiring the empire. When one becomes lusty or overpowered by greediness, then he loses all intelligence. There are many places stated there. Kamastasya hitabhyana jajanti annadiyos. Krishna says, those who are worshippers of other demigods, actually worshipful is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Other, they should be shown respect. But worship means for the Supreme Personality of God. He is worshipful. Saranyam. He is to be taken shelter of, he is to be worshipped. That is being taught. That is religion. Marmanabhava adhokta madhyajimam namaskuru. All as thinking of the Supreme Personality of God, he is worshipping him, avoiding obeisance. That is Krishna consciousness movement. The deity room, offering obeisances, worshipping, chanting, dancing, always we engage to offer respect and submission to the Supreme Personality. This is the duty of everyone. Because all living entities are by constitution eternal servant. That is a healthy position. So long they remain servant of the Supreme, that is healthy. Same example I've given many times, that my part and parcel of the body, this finger, so long it is fit to give service to the body, it is healthy. If it cannot give service, then it is disease. Similarly, all living entities who are not giving, rendering any service to the law, they are simply working for sense gratification. That is disease condition. And in the disease condition, nobody can be happy. That is not possible. If you have got some disease, you cannot be happy. So that is the position. They cannot understand that by serving Krishna, we become healthy or in our normal position. This is called ignorance. Somebody is trying to forget him, somebody is trying to become equal with him. This business is going on. Nobody is submitting that, my Lord, I forgot my service. From this day, I become again your servant. Please give me protection. Sarva dharma anparitajyamavali. This is the teaching of all shastras. But these people, the other party, they have become blind. They have become blind. Why? Lobha apahata cetasa. They have lost their sense. Purakkhaya kritam dosam. There is a great fall by destroying dynasty. Nowadays people are destroying from the home. Abortion, contraception, destroy. They do not know. Kulakkhaya. Actually, putra. Putra means, pu means punnamo narakam. There is a hell which is called pun, now narak. And tra means prayate, deliver. Putra means punnamo narakat prayate iti putra. A Sanskrit word for son. Putra means that the son is expected to deliver the forefather from the hellish condition of life. Sometimes due to our sinful activities, we become ghosts. This is very hellish condition. So when sadha is offered by the putra, who is offered? The putra is offered. There is a duty. Then he gets again material body. These are the subtle laws. People do not know. Neither they are eager to know. But these are the information we get from Vedic literature. Putra has got a duty to save the forefather. Therefore, one has to, it is his duty to keep a putra. At least one son he must leave. But people are not very much anxious to have putra, rather to kill putra. They are so simple. Kama, lobha, tasita. Simply sensing that. That's all. Why bhaja? Why one should marry? Putrathe kriyate bhaja. Bhaja means wife. One accepts a wife. Why? For a putra. For a son. Oh, why son is required? Putra pindam prayajanam. Offering oblation by the putra to deliver the forefathers. That is prayajanam. That is absolutely necessary. Each and every one should leave a putra before his death. He has got so many duties. This is very simple. But nobody now cares for that. Neither it is possible. Therefore the only remedy is to surrender. Sarannam. Devasi bhutatu ninam putrina. Nāyamarini na simkara rāja sarvātmanā ji saranam sarannam gato mukundam parihittu kattam. The one excuse is that every one of us, we are indebted to devas, devata, the demigods. The demigods, just like Indra, he supplies us water. Just like we are obliged to pay tax to the water department, to the fire department, to the education department, so many departments, government. Or once you pay our income tax, that is distributed to so many departments. So actually why we pay? Because we are indebted. Now this sunshine, we are getting advantage of sunshine. So we are indebted to the sun god. Similarly, we are indebted to the moon god. We are receiving so much advantage. Burun. Deva. So we are indebted to so many days. Similarly, we are indebted to the rishis. Just like Vyasa. He has given us this Vedic literature. We are taking advantage of. So, we must feel indebted. Devarshi, rishi. First of all, we are indebted to the devatas, and then to the rishis, then the bhuta, ordinary, living entities. That's why you are taking milk from the cow. We are indebted. No, we are killing. They are committing simply sinful life and they want to be happy and peace. You see. We are indebted. I am obliged to you for your service. So instead of feeling obligation, if I cut your throat, how gentleman I am. You see. Imagine. So we are indebted. Devarshi bhutatko nirana pitrina. Pitrina. This pitrina. Pulakha. Fourth father, I got this body from my grandfather, my father has got this body, from my father I got this body. I was indebted. Because this body, human body, is a chance for understanding, for my position. I can get out of the clutches of this maya of transmigrating from one body to another. So this opportunity I have got by the grace of my forefather. These are feelings of obligation. And there is duty. Therefore, Arjuna is considering so many things because he is devoted. Kulakshaya kritana gosana mitrat gozi kutatapam. These astrals, they have become lost of their intelligence on account of greediness for acquiring this empire. But, so far, I am concerned, Arjuna says, Pathamna Vyam Asmahi Pulanamba, by us. Us means, including Krishna. He is saying, not I, or by me. He is including Krishna. You are in this side. So, because you are on my side, you are my charioteer. If I do not consider all these things, what people will say? That Arjuna is such a great devotee of Krishna, and Krishna is there, he is committing such sinful activity. Therefore he says, Kathamana Gyam Asmahi. He is dragging Krishna. That is right, yes. A saintly person, a devotee, should consider all these things before asking whether I am doing it properly or improperly. This is all. The other party, Lobo Upahata Chetasam, Apahata Chetasam, they have lost their sense. But we cannot. A devotee must be very responsible. He must act in such a way that nobody can blame. Otherwise, everyone says, what kind of devotee is? So, this is the duty. They should be very cautious. Sannyasi, they should be very cautious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sannyasi alpa chidre bahu kori mane. A ordinary grihastha or grihastha only. He talks with a woman. Nobody will blame. He's real. But if a sannyasi talks with a woman very intimately, immediately, people will talk, no doubt. Sannyasi alpa chidre bahu parima. That is the practice. He should be very cautious. So a devotee, a sannyasi, they have got very, very great responsibility. People will very easily criticize them. So Arjuna is considering all this.
Kathamanakyam asmari papas asman nivastitam.
We may indulge in these sinful activities. How we can indulge? What people will say?
Upulakshaya Kritana Dusham Prapastha Dibhi Janardana. Hey Janardana. You are maintainer of the people. So if people become sinful, Lord, it is very difficult to maintain them. These things have been done. Upulakshaya. So we cannot destroy things. But on one condition, we can become free from all these obligations. What is that? Gato saranam parihutta tattva sarana mukundata. One who has dedicated his life simply to serve Mukunda, Krishna. Mukunda. Muk means mukti, liberation. And ananda. Krishna gives liberation. His name is Govinda, Mukunda. Hundreds and thousands of men, Krishna is Lord. So, if one has taken fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, he has no more any of this. Either this Pitri, Devarsi, Deva, Devata, Demigod, Rishi, Bhuta, he is immune. Because he is transcendental. But so long one is not a devotee, one who is not fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Mukunda, he must have to follow all these regulatory principles and duties. He cannot be released. Everything account is kept. Prajitekshyamana nigunin karmani sarvata. Everything is noted down. Karmana daimanastrena. According to his karma, he brings to get another body. These are the subtle laws. Therefore, pulakshana dosham. He cannot destroy your thanks. Materially, he cannot destroy your thanks. So, Arjuna is speaking, pulakshayam kritana dosham prapasyad vijanan. We can see. These rascals, they have lost their intelligence. But when we see how we can destroy the panic, the father is managed to view. Well, next.
Translation. With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligious practice.
So much responsibility is there, killing the family. Because they have no responsibility at the present moment, everyone is religious. Two things are there, religious and irreligious. Krishna also says, jada jada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati, abhutthanam adharma. He who cannot keep on religious principles, then we have to do something, then we have to enhance our irreligious principles. So this family tradition, according to Vedic civilization, was very strictly observed. So that the family may be kept in order in religious principles. Why? Because the human life is meant for reviving his eternal position. Sanatana is what is used here. Kuladharma sanatana. The real purpose of life, especially human life, is meant for reviving our sanatana dharma, sanatana occupation, eternal occupation. By observing the rules and regulations of varnasam dharma, four varnas and four asana, that is called kula dharma. Brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. each one of them must strictly observe the rules and regulations of that particular ashram. Why it should be observed so strictly? And because by observing the regulative principle of each stage of life, one will be able to please the Supreme Personality of God. Parnasamacharavata purushina parapuma Vishnu aradhate nanna tattu sukara. If we observe strictly the rules and regulations of Kula Dharma, Kula Dharma means if you are a Brahmana, you must observe the regulative principles, the qualitative principles of a Brahmana. If you are in a Kshatriya, then you must also observe the Kshatriya principles. All these are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Who is Brahmana, who is Kshatriya, by symptoms. By symptoms we have to accept whether one is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, not by birth. That is injunction of the Shastra. So, this has to be observed if we want actually deliverance from these material entanglement. So these rules and regulations of Kula Dharma, we must observe. If we do not observe, then immediately we become irreligious. Dharmenasti kritam kristam adharma abhibhavati iti uto. Uto, Arjuna said, it is said, he has learned from higher authorities. Uto, it is said, name said by authorities. So, if adharma easily as life is propagated, on account of loss of Kula Dharma, then everything is lost, as well as Krishna. So, why shall I keep? Other things also will be described later on, that when the male members are killed, the female members become widow, and their character becomes polluted. So many things Krishna speaks about this family life. So, at the present moment, there is no such family life, no consideration of religion, no consideration of irreligious life. Everything just like animals. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. If not animals, they are all Shudras. Nobody Brahmana, nobody Kshatriya, nobody Vaishya. So it is a chaotic condition of the human society. Therefore, it cannot be revived to the original position of systematic, in institutional position. It is not possible. Everything is lost. Therefore, by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, one thing. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi Vadam. Kalo Unasti, Unasti, Yogati Dandasa. Everything is lost. Now, simply by chanting Hare Nama, the holy name of Lord Krishna, you become again situated in the original position. Everything is adjusted because it is transcendental. So there is no other way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that from the Shastra he has selected this process of Sankirtan movement. Cheta Darpana Mahajana Bhava Mahadavarnidhva. The human life is meant for extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. But we are not in regulative principles. We have lost everything. Arsanatam, Kula Dharma, everything. Under the circumstances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the greatest specialist according to Shastra. That is the boon of this age. Kirtanadeva Krishna Samukta Sangha Paramahansa. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone becomes free from all contamination of this age. Mukta sangha param vaje. And he becomes so purified that he becomes fit to go back to home, back to God. This opportunity, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, we should not miss. We must be very diligent, Hare Krishna, chanting. Kirtaniya sada hari, tinaduki sunitena, taroduki sahisrana. This is the only savior for the human society of this age. Thank you. Thank you.